I'd like to say that I am honoured and humbled by the huge support I have received from the grassroots delegates within Fianna Fáil, and it's due to their support and huge amount of nominations that I have decided to contest the forthcoming selection convention.
And what would be your policies going forward?
My policies firstly will be about getting Donegal back to work. So that will be about supporting SMEs, that will be about reducing our capital gains tax from 33% to 30%. It will be about reducing the PRSI and supporting the self-employed person within Donegal. And we must develop a cross-border policy for economic development within Donegal, as well as improving our broadband services. We must get Donegal back to work. We must look at a new way of actually producing capital and funding services to support the SME sector within Donegal. Also, education and being a teacher is vitally significant to me, and I would campaign and be very vocal on ex-quota guidance counselling hours being reinstated. I think that is hugely important. There's also a massive problem out there with third level fees, where many young people simply cannot afford to pay €3,000 each year. And as we understand, there is a massive housing crisis at the moment, as many young students are going off to college, those that can afford it, and are struggling to find accommodation. Furthermore, I think the health system needs to be looked at, particularly primary care. I think the primary care setting needs a huge amount of resources and it needs to be developed. Within Donegal, I think we have huge potential to develop. I think we need a strong voice. And for me, particularly being a Finn Valley candidate, I feel the Finn Valley needs a strong voice. If you look at the amount of closures we've had in terms of industry, we have lost Nina Models, we've lost Herdsman Textiles, we would have lost Fruit of the Loom and many other local industries. It's about giving the Finn Valley a strong voice, having their candidate and having our say.